into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hear only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. Today's show is all about impounding vehicles against those that are violating parking rules in your community. Does the Association Board of Directors or its management company have the authority to tow your car? Do they have to provide proof or the reason why your car was impounded? How about photos or proof that your car was in fact in violation? And what does the law say when it comes to towing someone else's vehicle? That and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Isn't that right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. And Aaron Watkins, owner of A1 Recovery and Towing Services, is our guest today. And A1 has state-of-the-art trucks and equipment specializing in removal of everything from a small sedan to a tractor trailer. And Aaron has been in the towing business for over 20 years, and he began in Palm Harbor, then expanded to Newport Richey and further north into Port Richey. He also covers Oldsmar, St. Pete area, and well, in a nutshell, all of Pinellas County, Pasco, and Hillsborough. A1 Recovery is fully licensed and insured and bonded. Also with Aaron today is Tyler Gonzalez, who is Aaron's marketing manager, and he's been working at A1 for over 5 years now and has extensive experience in the towing industry and can pretty much answer any question you may have. Welcome, Aaron and Tyler.
Hey, welcome, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank
Good.
You.
Doing Good. Pretty well.
Thanks. Okay. So, Aaron, let's start off with you. What Florida statute regulates your industry, and you know, what are the do's and don'ts?
We are regulated by Florida State Statute 71507, mm-hmm. Which regulates all of the impound services. What you guys mainly want to look out for is the towway signs. They will be at every entrance to a plaza.
Right. Well, there are so many people out there that get their cars impounded, right? And they just don't understand the process. You know, why was my car towed? Who signed the impound order? Because an impound order has to be signed. I mean, how do you deal with all these situations, Aaron?
Well, in regards to the impound order, we have contracts with all these different property managers, and we do tow thousands of cars a month.
So, for example, if which you do a lot of work for us, well, let me just point that out, A1 Recovery mm-hmm. and Pasco Towing Services, we use you guys extensively on a lot of our properties, and you do a fantastic job. I just want to point that out. So if anybody's looking for a towing service, A1 Recovery, call Aaron. He will personally, right, Aaron, you'll personally call them back?
Yes, sir. Or 100%. Me or Tyler will.
Or you or Tyler. Or it's going to be one of somebody else.
What Aaron will actually do is he will pass that along to me and then make me make the call, but I absolutely will.
That's right. He called you his B-boy earlier, right? I can't say that one.
Yeah, no, exactly. That is pretty much what it is.
Or I should say Aaron's Aaron boy, right?
That's it. Aaron's Aaron boy.
And I used to be one, too.
Yep.
That's right. You have to start somewhere, right?
We all clean toilets. Sometime or another, right, Tommy?
Still do.
That's yeah. right. And so okay. do I.
All so, right. I have a question. If your car is impounded, how do you know who has your car? I mean, you know, what kind of, maybe it could be stolen. You know, how does that person know? They come out, there's car is suddenly not there.
That's right. I walk out, I walk out my door and, you know, I live in a condo and the car is gone.
And you think, oh, did I park somewhere else? You know, but how do you let them know?
So the first thing you want to do is go to your entrance of your community and see if there is a towway sign. If there is, obviously give that company a phone call. If you're unable to find one or nobody is answering over there, if you call your local police department who handles your community, they will be able to let you know who towed your vehicle. Because by law, you have 1 hour from the time that the vehicle, I'm sorry, by law, you have 30 minutes from the time that the vehicle was towed to call it into the police department.
So the towing company has to call it into the police department that you've just impounded a vehicle at such and such a place, along with the make, model, and tag number, I presume?
Correct. VIN number, make, model, okay. Reason it was towed.
All right, so if the person thinks the car is stolen, then they're going to call the police, and you would have already reported it.
Correct.
Correct. Oh, okay.
Now, again, that's part of the 715, Florida Statute 715.07?
Yes, sir.
And that's part of your regulations on the towing industry, and that's the do's and the don'ts, right?
Correct.
Okay. What type of information, if somebody gets their car towed, are they going to need to pick up their car or claim their car? I mean, besides a lot of cash, right, Taylor?
Yes, sir. Well, typically we prefer that it's paid.
Tyler.
Yeah. It is Tyler, yes. Some of the information that you'll need, basically everything that you're going to need.
Her too.
Everything that you need, you're going to get from us whenever you give us a call. Ultimately, whenever you find out that it is us who towed the vehicle, then we advise you which yard it's at, et cetera, because we have different phone numbers for different areas since we cover such a huge spectrum. Mm-hmm. And once you get that information, you can just come straight to the yard and pick your vehicle up.
Well, how many yards do you guys have? I mean, is there a rule that the vehicle has to be in a yard so many miles from where it was impounded?
100%.
Pinellas and Hillsborough is 10-mile radius from our facility. We have 6 different yards, and then Pasco County is 15 miles. All that goes by the population in the counties.
Okay, so I mean, if you couldn't take my car like 50 miles away for
you couldn't take in Pinellas County, you couldn't take a car into Pasco County. What if your yard is full?
You can take it from Pinellas to Pasco.
Okay,
but if you're taking it from Pinellas, it can still only go 10 miles.
The way that it works is, it's like if you look at a map, you can draw a point. It's as the crow flies. So from one point, direct point to another. It's not. By the road maps, sometimes people have come to the yard and been like, that's 13 miles. It's exactly where it starts to where it finishes on a map if you drew a straight line.
Right.
Has it ever happened that your yards were all full?
Or
and what do you do then?
Or you're right on the cuff?
They've been very packed. Our drivers are pretty skilled at packing things in there.
Yeah, you don't want to be...
I have some questions later in the show about that, the dents and the...
Yeah, you don't want to be right on the cuff because there is strict regulations and felonies and misdemeanors. If the towing industry does not follow them, you can be held liable too.
Wow, well, that's pretty interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's the average impound cost, and are there limits to what a towing company can charge?
The average in Pinellas is $100 hook, $3 per mile, and after the first 6 hours, you start accumulating storage.
After 6 hours?
Yes, after the first 6 hours.
In Pinellas,
and that's Pinellas. Every county is different.
Yeah, storage accrues daily.
So can you set a rate across the board that might be lower, that might be equal to what the law requires in Pinellas, but lower than Pasco? Or do you have to charge the rate that they tell you?
You can charge no more than what they tell you. So if you want to only charge $50 for your hookup fee, you can do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's the maximum rate you're allowed to charge. Of course, we charge the maximum rate.
Right. Now, is that for any size vehicle, or is that just for... I mean, for an example, SUVs, pickups, how about high-performance cars, maybe flat cars?
Yeah, because does it cost more? Yeah, for a flatbed, doesn't that cost more?
Nope.
Oh,
not
okay.
With the impound, it does not.
Oh, okay.
Now,
so it varies based on weight.
Yeah, and the prices are set varied by weight and length.
Okay, all right. So you don't have to take any special precautions with, let's say, a sports car,
a Ferrari, and a Ford Tempo, or $100.
Wow.
Yep.
You better tow my Fiore different than you do that Ford
100%.
Tempo. 100%. Right, hey, Tommy, we got a call. Let's take a call.
Sure, you can kick it off with Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hi,
welcome
Gail.
To the Ameritech Connection.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Gail.
Good. We're doing good. Hey, what's your question there, Gail?
So I was wondering if you guys are ever sympathetic in a situation like if you know, you get offered cash to not tow it, would you take it? Or?
Oh, you mean like a crying mom coming out? Please don't, like you, Gail, I take it this happened to you. Where you're crying and you know, you're trying to plead with the tow truck driver not to take your car?
Yeah, and at what point do you stop and say, all right, Aaron, you get your car back?
Have you ever been sympathetic on situations like that?
Well, unfortunately, in this industry, you cannot be sympathetic. But that being said, if Gail were to catch my company in the act of towing it, she would get charged we call it a drop fee, as long as we're still in her community, which is half of the hookup fee. But as far as being sympathetic, I mean, every situation is different. I'm not going to tell you I never have been, but in this industry, you can't be.
You don't want people to think that you're like towing on a discriminatory basis, because if you give mercy to one person and someone else sees it,
right, then they expect the same.
It's
right.
Hard. Mm-hmm. You have to treat people equally.
So there's no sympathy, Gail. You better not illegally park in your community or off your car goes.
Well, I was in my grandma's community and I was helping her when she was sick, and they towed my car and they wouldn't let it go, you know.
Well, you got there when it was still on the hook and they were still in the community?
Yep.
And they wouldn't let it go?
Nope.
Oh, that's not right.
You better contact your local authority about that if you still have your copy of your ticket.
Certainly wasn't anybody working here.
That wouldn't have been A1 Recovery.
No, this was...
I don't want to know the name.
I believe it was... No, I don't know the name. I don't know the name, but this was in Sarasota. I don't know if you guys do Sarasota.
No,
but...
No, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. No. And it was a year ago, so I have no idea, but...
All right. Gail, have
now
we...
Now I know for next time.
Now you know for the future.
Just remember, Gail, be careful where you park. Now, what did you park, in a handicap spot or something?
No, I just parked on the side of the, like, by the grass. Yeah.
And as Aaron said, it's always indicated anytime you enter a property that we tow from, there are towway signs. They're easy to miss, but they're rather large. You're just used to seeing them.
Yeah, you just ignore them.
Always be on the lookout.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. People ignore them.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean, that's the biggest issue that we run into. And people learn. Most people don't get towed more than once. Most people.
We can go on.
Yeah, you never forget
that
it.
Later.
It's a learning lesson.
I take it you've told the same guy over and over again?
I have towed one vehicle 7 times for the same thing until finally the apartment complex said, just enough. Leave him alone.
Mercy rule.
7 times.
7 times. Boy,
that's a lot of money.
This guy just didn't get it.
He was stubborn.
He paid probably close to $1,000 with 7 toes.
Yep.
I have
another question for you.
All right, Gail, go ahead.
So I live in Pasco County, and my neighborhood is an HOA, and they say you're not allowed to park on the side of the street, but, I mean, everybody does, almost everybody, and they're not towing. Is that, like, what are they, you know, do we have to let our board know? Do we have to contact the towing company and say, hey, you know, I guess in Pasco County, in this area or whatever, you can't park on the side on the side of the road?
I think what you should do, Gail, is get a hold of your board and have them call A1 Recovery Services.
Aaron, that they do have my community.
Oh, they do?
Wonderful in the past, yep.
Okay,
good.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe what you're saying is then they're just not enforcing it, the board?
Yeah.
See, exactly. And that is all up to the board. Now, keep in mind, you live in Pasco County. You're not allowed to park on the street point blank in Pasco.
That's a fact.
Exactly, yeah. But I guess the board has to, you know, give them the go.
They got to sign the impound order or pre-sign the impound orders, right?
Yeah, if they get fined one time by the fire department, I guarantee you they'll be calling us.
The beginning of next week, I actually have a meeting with the board of an HOA community. And what we do whenever we have these sort of things, if they have parking issues and it gets to a certain level, see, everyone wants to keep everyone happy, but there comes a point where it is absolutely necessary what we do. And so when that comes to play, they'll bring us in. And they'll basically have me present what we do. We mentioned, obviously, that we work hand-in-hand with law enforcement. We're very regulated as far as this goes. And so we're able to service communities very well. And that's what we'd like to do is just
But make sure, Gail, if you do get us in your community, don't be parking in the street, because then you'll be calling us upset about it.
That's right, Gail.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm the one that got you in, and you just stole my car.
Yeah, we love talking to you on the phone.
That's a big thing too. The presidents and the HOA members sometimes think that they're, you know, they don't have to abide by that when they're the ones that set it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Gail, thank you so much for calling. I think Sharon, we got somebody else.
Yes, we got another caller. Thank you, Gail. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Tommy, we have another caller, right?
Yep, Lisa is next.
Hi, Lisa. You've got the Meritech connection here. You got a question for us?
I sure do. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I live in a condominium community, and my next-door neighbor is constantly parking on the grass. So I'm wondering, if I call the towing company and have that car towed, will my neighbor know that I'm the one that called to have their car towed?
Good question.
Well, you need to be... What was your name, ma'am?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, you need to be careful with that, too, because it just depends on, is your board allowing you to make phone calls? Do they allow that?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, yeah, that's something that you need to be careful of.
But hypothetically, let's say the board does authorize her to do that. In fact, frankly, from board members as well. I mean, because people get pissed off when they get their cars impounded.
We never give out names, Mike.
No.
Never.
All right, good. So,
The
answer to your question, Lisa, would be that no, they will not give out your name. However, if he is listening to this radio show, you could have a problem.
Just don't give your last name.
No.
Or your community.
Okay, so maybe I should check with the board first and make sure that I'm allowed to make these calls.
I think that
would be a good idea.
If they're parked physically on your property, it's a different situation.
Yeah, that's a different situation.
If they're parked in your driveway or obstructing your driveway, very, very different. However,
All right. Well, thank you for the information this evening.
Hey, Lisa.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. I got a question for you. I mean, what are some of the reasons that you've experienced why cars get impounded? I mean, there's got to be 100 different reasons. I mean,
we know the obvious.
The obvious would be parking in a handicap zone. You know, people do that. But, I mean, there are unobvious situations that we all encounter that, you know, you look at it and you say, hey, should I park here or should I not?
Well, I mean, just as simple as pulling into a retail center. If you leave your vehicle there overnight, if that retail center has a towing contract set up where they want no vehicles left overnight, your vehicle can be towed.
There you go.
Simply from breaking down.
Yeah, if all the businesses are closed and your vehicle's there after hours, it is subject to be towed.
What are some other examples?
And real quick, the reason why these communities and these retail plazas set this up is because they're getting sued by people for, you know, breaking,
for example, a vehicle is left there overnight.
Oh, and someone
and
breaks into the...
Right,
and somebody loses their tires or whatever. You know,
they're getting sued for that.
Now they're going to sue the complex for not providing a safe environment.
100%. A lot of these retailers get sued for that sort of thing.
Right.
I never thought about that. I always thought, how rude, you know?
No, that's the reason. Say you're jacking your car up in the middle of, you know, Meritech's property or something.
Right, you better not be jacking.
No, never.
Other reasons are double park in the grass.
Do I have your sign out there in my Meritech?
I don't know. We're going to have to look at that, Mike.
I believe we have signs at every...
I have my own parking spot, though, so I could park there overnight.
We're after Sharon's.
That's right.
One that oftentimes people overlook and it's easy to forget about is if your tags are expired, you can also be subject to be towed for that as well. Code enforcement finds a lot of these apartment complexes, et cetera, if you have these sitting there. So whenever we clean that up, we remove the liability from
that. That is true, because I've owned some apartment complexes in my time, and every time I get an expired tag, it can be properly parked. Who cares?
And you get cited by the city, right?
Well, the city will come out and cite me, but I impound it before I get cited. I think I've called you a few times.
100%.
So I'm really curious, what happens if a vehicle is damaged during the tow? I mean, how does one prove that that dent did not exist before it was towed? I'm sure that's happened.
Okay, so on our vehicle impound slips, the drivers mark all pre-existing damage prior to the tow. I also have cameras on all my trucks. We also have cameras in the offices.
Some of the drivers even have body cams.
Body cams.
These are front and cab facing cameras.
Oh, that's
with
smart.
Full audio. So, you know, people always, a lot of times, they'll have stories about it happened like this. We have the concrete evidence.
The best is when somebody's vehicle gets impounded and they run right up to the vehicle and look right at that dent on the other side of the vehicle and said, you did that.
I cannot believe
you
this
ran right to that.
Right. Well, yeah, well, exactly. How about this situation, which, you know, it's always been a concern of mine if my vehicle ever got impounded. And let's talk about the Fiori, for an example. Let's say you flat tow it, all right, and now I get it off and the gears are driving funny, or maybe it's a Corvette. You know, now it's not going into gear, or you kind of muck something up internally. And, I mean, is that possible? I mean, have you ever had claims like that take place?
The only way that would be possible is if you're, say, on a Corvette, if you're towing it from the front, where a Corvette is rear-wheel drive, that's the only way that you're going to mess up a transmission. Putting it on a flatbed, I mean, you're pulling it up 10 feet. No way that that's going to be possible to damage.
No, the steering column. I mean, a lot of these steering columns are locked. Yep. I know you can break the steering columns, but, you know, at least when I was in, because I used to drive a tow truck many, many years ago, we used to be able to pop the top of it and then move it. Can you still do that?
No, sir. Those things are locked, and we have these things called dollies now where say a steering wheel's crooked or it's an all-wheel drive vehicle. That way you can get the whole vehicle off the ground.
On a wheel lift. So it's
on
like,
a wheel lift.
It's like it's on a flatbed,
right.
Even though it's literally just a wheel lift.
Right.
You can pick all the tires up off the ground.
Wow.
Don't touch the road
so
at all for an all-wheel drive vehicle.
So basically there's no way, really, in essence, you can damage a vehicle unless you just got a bad operator.
Correct. 100%.
Well, no, 100%. Unless you've got it in the lot, okay, and you're having to wedge it between, you know, and it's full, right? When you said you don't want to get to that situation where you're just on the edge.
Correct.
So, all right. All right, great. Listen, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please keep listening. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
A1 Recovery and Towing Services has been in Pasco and Pinellas County since 1995. We have a fleet of 23 trucks providing towing and impounding services for law enforcement and property managers throughout the Tampa Bay area. So if you find yourself looking for impound and towing services that will provide parking enforcement that you need for your community, call A1 Recovery. That number is 727-536-5600. Again, that is 727-536-5600.
Mitchell Insurance Services has been providing superior insurance coverage and outstanding customer service since 1971. We specialize in the unique insurance needs of community associations and homeowners associations all across the state of Florida. Contact us today for a free policy assessment to ensure you have the right coverage and are getting the credits that you deserve. Contact us today at 727-360-8190 or visit us online at MitchellInsuranceFL.com. Insuring your community since 1971.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400.
Allegiance Development is a family-owned and operated business offering quality general contracting services in the greater Tampa Bay area. We offer a wide range of services including commercial and residential construction, permitting, community stormwater management and repair, asphalt paving and maintenance, concrete restoration, disaster recovery, and much more. Our commitment and dedication applies to all projects, large or small. We have the expertise to offer fast and affordable solutions for all of your general contracting needs. Feel free to contact us at 727-584-1370 or visit our website at allegiancedevelopment.us.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our show is all about impounding vehicles that are in violation of the community parking rules. Aaron, what happens to a vehicle if it's never picked up? And I know there's a daily storage rate that you mentioned. I mean, what happens? You just keep the car or it eventually is auctioned off? What happens?
You know, after a vehicle sits in the lot for so many days, which is also regulated, a vehicle is sold at auction. If nobody shows up to the auction, then it becomes the property of the towing service. And that goes for junk vehicles, nice vehicles. We probably dispose of, I don't know, about 80% of our cars go to junk.
Really?
Did you ever get a nice
vehicle? That's a high percentage.
Oh, yeah. We get
look at
plenty
it like
of
this.
Nice ones.
most people.
Seriously, did you? I mean,
oh, yeah.
So what's the nicest vehicle you got?
I would say we got a back in 2014, I got a 2013 M5 BMW.
Holy cow.
We so also got
that up.
I mean,
I'm sorry, at what point does it go to auction though? What's the time frame?
Do we get a chance to bid on it?
Of course you do. Anyone well,
you
can.
Need, you it's need to let auction. Me know on these things.
Where's yeah. it where's it advertised?
All of your advertisements are in the local newspapers.
So okay. But so what's that time frame again?
For 37 days if it's 2 years or older. I'm sorry, if it's 3 years or older, 2 years or newer, it's 57 days.
Ooh, oh, wow.
So basically then it's being on. Now, what about, let's say there's a lien on it, and how do you get the title?
Our lien, our towing and lien overrides everyone's liens. If Bank of America, ooh. Wachovia, Wells Fargo have a lien on the vehicle, overrides it.
But theoretically, let's say the vehicle like that BMW you just spoke of is worth maybe 20 grand. And your towing and storage fee is what, maybe $500-$600?
Yeah, about 12.
All right, so $1,200. Let's say you sold it for 10,000. I mean, you're not going to get the whole 10,000. You'd get your $1,200 and the rest would go to the first lien holder, right?
No, sir. Overrides the whole thing.
Oh, really?
So that's the best part of the whole business.
I would guess so.
In the rare instance.
So he's got a lot of good toys floating around there, doesn't he?
The idea is, the reason why he says we junk most of the cars that stays because, as you can imagine, if somebody has a beautiful new car, they're going to come pick it up relatively quickly.
And you rarely get nice cars.
Yeah.
Does it happen? Of course it does. But most of the time you're getting... You know, your 98 Tempo that we were talking about you had, Mike, that's going to a junkyard.
Well, what about the guy that was in Tahiti for
a
month and
car?
He parked his car illegally and he's got this BMW and, you know, he's gone for 45 days and he comes back and he says, all right, let me short out the money. Where's my car?
The only way that stands ground where we would have to give the vehicle back is if the people are in the military, which 100% stand behind the military.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. All right, Tommy, I know we've got some callers on the line. Let's take another one.
Sure. Yeah, Nikki's next.
Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You have a question for us?
I sure do. I live in a condominium complex, and my car was towed, and it shouldn't have been. I had a friend's car that I was borrowing as mine was getting fixed, and I parked it in my space at the condo, which are marked. And someone called saying the car did not belong there. What can I do about that? I don't think I should have to pay for it if it was in my spot. We have marked parking, you know, for each.
Aaron, what do you think?
Basically, the way that this works is if you do have a spot that's assigned specifically to you, then it's absolutely your spot. But there's some sort of way for us to regulate that. A property that has that sort of thing, they'll typically have it signed
sticker.
Up. They'll have a sticker or it'll be signed up on an on-call basis. And we actually, with certain property managers, set it up where nobody but that property manager in particular can call in a tow. And we regulate that by, there's actually a password of sorts that they can set up with us so that we know it's not just another resident calling in because they had a falling out with their neighbor and they wanted to see something bad
I can see that happening.
But if you come with the proper paperwork, we're very good about this situation right. Because we want to make the property managers happy. We want to make the residents happy. We're absolutely all about customer
service. Well, Nikki, maybe you didn't have a sticker on your car. And
don't have stickers. We just have the marks. There is paperwork that we fill out, you know, with our license.
Oh, your type of vehicle.
So you didn't fill out the paperwork, maybe?
So maybe that no. It's filled out when you move in. But maybe I really don't know how that they got it towed. I guess I can just go to the board and ask them and then go to the towing company and see what I could do.
But that is interesting. What happens if you do incorrectly impound the wrong vehicle? I mean, you guys, with the hundreds and hundreds
of
vehicles
you
that you guys impound, Aaron, on the regular basis,
you'd keep their Tempo and then bring the Ferrari
the Ferrari
to them.
Back
right.
To
oh,
them,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how they make it, right?
Well, yeah, you can do that for me anytime.
It works for me, too.
I would
but
say,
I mean, you got to screw up every now and then, right?
And I would say 95% of the time, it is not the towing company or tow operator's fault. It's your board. They had something changed and it let us know. The plaza told this person that they could park there. They didn't let us know. And of course, we always work just like you know, Mike. we always work with you guys. If a mistake does happen, I don't want the property manager paying for that or something like that. You know, unfortunately, I have to eat that and plus pay the driver. But 95% of the time, it's not, you know, our fault.
Yeah, there's been plenty of instances that I've seen where somebody will call in, a resident, for instance, and their vehicle got towed. Well, they were given a sticker by the property management team, and they just assumed maybe they're not that aggressive in here, whereas maybe it's a complex where there's only three open visitor parking spots. It's that tight in there. And ultimately, it results in a tow because you have to be very proactive about that. If anyone ever cautions you about towing, make absolutely sure that you heed their warning. We do our jobs very proficiently.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. Nikki, I hope we answered your question.
Yeah, Nikki, are you good?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay,
we really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank
now,
you, Nikki.
What are some of the paperwork that you guys, obviously, when somebody comes to pick up their vehicle, they've got to sign? I mean, do you have, like, this release of liability that they're obligated to sign? And let's say they refuse to sign the release of liability. I mean, if I had to pick up my car from you guys and you wanted me to sign this long document that says, you know, I release you from all sorts of liabilities and claims and so forth, and I look at the towing company and I say, you know, I'm not signing that. Here's your $150. Give me my damn car.
The only thing that we have is an actual tow invoice. You don't want to sign it, you don't sign it. As far as a release of liability.
You still got to give the car back.
Correct.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
As far as a release of liability in that Florida State Statute 71507, you're not allowed to have something like that.
Okay, so you don't have a release of liability. Okay.
No, sir.
So basically they come there, they get the car back, they pay the money. And, you know, that's it.
And that's it.
Simple on their way.
Because your industry is so interesting and it pisses a lot of people off, even though they're at fault.
Right?
I'll say that. Do you guys get sued a lot? You know, I'm just thinking that maybe you do.
Aaron?
Yeah, we do. And we do. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and we do get sued a lot. I mean, you'll have your guy that'll come back, like you were saying, from a vacation, and he'll come back and his car is gone. A lot of the lawsuits, I would say, are prone to damage too, you know, somebody saying that we damaged their vehicle and we didn't.
Just stuff like that.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, but you have those body cams and those videos and everything to back it up.
Recording to back everything up.
We are 100%.
So do they back off when they know that you have this evidence, or does it actually go to court? And
I think sometimes they don't believe us.
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I usually don't give people the evidence, you know, that we have the pictures and stuff like that. I let them know that we do have it, but we don't show them any of that. I mean, that's none of their business until they do take us to court.
None of their beeswax.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice about it.
Well, I'm sure you get, I mean, you know, we as a management company get sued a lot too for some of the things that we do, but.
Or just because we manage the association
and
it didn't have anything to do with it.
No, I hear you, but I mean, it's probably the cost of doing business, so you probably got a big legal account in your budget every year, huh?
Oh, 100% we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy, I think we have some more callers on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Mary is next.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the Ameritech Connection. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, how are you?
We're good, good.
This is kind of a sore subject for me.
Okay.
Did you say sore or snore?
No, sore subject.
Okay. He's just teasing.
This just happened recently. I was doing errands, running around, you know how we run crazy. And I had to run home for a minute. Well, I parked where I shouldn't have parked, but it was only for a few minutes. I was only going to be a minute, and I ran in, and it was just a little longer than what I expected.
Last words, Mary, only a minute, but go ahead.
We've heard that often.
Well, when I came out, there was the tow truck towing my car, and I ran out, and was yelling, "That's my car, that's my car, I'll move it. And he wouldn't listen to me. He was like, just ignored me, and he just continued towing it. I was really pissed.
You do have to bear in mind how loud a diesel motor is. I mean, he may not have even heard you over the sounds.
No, he saw me because he said, "You parked in front of a hydrant." He said, I'm towing the car.
But Mary, I don't know if you were tuning in earlier. We talked about that where if you do catch a tow truck driver in the act, by law, they have to charge you half the tow fee. So if that would have happened to me, I would have pulled out my cell phone and videotaped the guy leaving.
He wouldn't even talk to me. I mean, he wouldn't even give me the benefit.
There's a
lot
of that,
I would have given him, you know, $100 just to, you know, drop the car. I had to call my husband, have him come pick me up. Then we had to go get it. I mean, it's such a big ordeal.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, that's
I'm still pissed about it. I'm getting all worked up.
All right, well, don't get worked up. But that's a good idea. So, you know, in essence, if you get your car impounded, and, you know, anybody listening at this point, and you get there before the tow truck leaves and he refuses to acknowledge you, in the case of what happened to you, Mary, pull your cell phone out, as Aaron just said, video record it, and then you've got proof that, you know, hey, mm-hmm. he should have dropped it consistent with Florida statutes. Now, I think you got a case.
100%.
Not only do you got a case from a legal standpoint in the civil matter, but also I think you can file a complaint against them for violating Florida statutes. Does that make sense?
Oh, so he could have dropped it for me then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. By law, he has to.
He should have.
And then it was faint, but I heard that a homeowner can't call for a tow. It has to be the manager.
No, if you're in an HOA,
on a neighbor,
Well, it depends on what the subdivision sets up. Whether they want just the president, they want everyone, anyone on the board.
How do you know which way it goes?
Well, we have an agreement with every single one of our properties that lay it out. Point blank.
And it varies agreement to agreement. Aaron actually just invested in a huge software that we use where every single property we have on a map, and per every property, the drivers can actually go in and see what the exact rules are on these properties. We've been working a lot better with property managers where now they get pictures of the vehicles as soon as they're towed. We make absolutely sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, yeah, pictures is definitely what all my managers do. I mean, before we impound a vehicle, I mean, first of all, we don't want to impound a vehicle. It's so inconvenient for that individual. But at the same time, if we get the same guy that's...
If you have an abuser and they're just ignoring all the rules and making it difficult for everybody else, you have to do it.
It gets to a point, and then it's like Mary says, I was only there for a minute. I mean, those are the famous last words we hear all the time, Mary. I'm just...
100%.
I'm not trying to poke fun at you, but, you know, I mean, right, Aaron? I mean, you know.
It's always the famous last words.
I took one step off the property and it was gone.
About 20 years ago went into a 7-Eleven and I parked in a handicapped spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And true story. And I went in there just to grab, you know, I think a Red Bull or something. I went in there to grab and I was like 2 minutes. I didn't even see the cop. I go out there and I see this ticket. And I thought it was $20. And I'm saying, oh, $20, that's no big deal. It was $200 cost me.
And besides that, you weren't going in for a Red Bull, you're going in for a ding dong.
I'm going in for that's right. Do you ever have a ding dong, Tommy?
We talked about that.
He's getting on the ding dong kick again.
All right. Have we, we've allowed you to vent and you feel a little bit better about things?
I calmed down a little bit, and you know what to do next time.
Mary,
thank you.
Don't run in my house for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. It was probably more than a minute, but
But anyways.
Thank you so much for calling.
We apologize
for the inconvenience.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mary. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please keep listening. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, right, Sharon?
That's right.
Two minutes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service that extends far beyond Pasco County. We provide fast, affordable, 24-hour towing service for all your transportation needs. Local and long-distance towing, collision towing, exotic cars, motorcycles, trucks, and RVs. Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service. Call us at 727-849-1651. Again, that number is 727-849-1651. Or visit us at PascoTowingInc.com.
Hey, Frank, thanks for inviting us to the pool party.
What is that?
Oh, my pool? Yeah, I'm going for a natural Florida wildlife kind of thing.
Frank, no, man, you gotta call Gulfside Pools.
Daddy, watch me!
Jimmy, stop playing on that alligator.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Frank, it's bad. Gulfside does pool cleaning and repairs for commercial or residential. With over 50 years' experience, they'll make your pool look, well, like a pool again. Call 813-626-3539. 813-626-3539. Or go to their website, gulfsidepools.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves at providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly 3 decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation
at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
Whether it's an act of nature or a burst pipe, a large loss can cause significant damage followed by an overwhelming process. Trinicon has the experience and expertise to provide a stress-free approach to restoring your community back to its pre-existing condition, allowing you to focus on other priorities. Our goal is to return you to the comfort of your home as quickly as possible while maintaining the highest standards of excellence. Trinicon is a licensed contractor, roofing contractor, and mold remediator. Call 1-888-521-5667. 1-888-521-5667 or visit us at TriniconLLC.com.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our show is all about impounding vehicles that are in violation of the community parking rules. So, Aaron, Taylor, I got a question for you guys.
Tyler.
Tyler, I get it.
I wasn't even going to correct
you. You're now Taylor.
Taylor, it's the same thing.
Talk whatever you want.
Tow truck Tyler, we got it.
That's right. Listen, I got a question for you guys.
That's right.
I mean, I'm sure you have heard plenty of stories and, you know, people that come in all pissed off because they got their car impounded. I mean, tell us some real juicy, funny stories.
There's got to be some great stories.
Tyler, did you ever get punched?
No, I've never been punched.
What about you, Aaron?
No, never have been. I think the worst thing we ever had was somebody, one of the drivers, get slapped.
Yeah.
I mean, but you hear every story, and unfortunately, it gets really bad around, the holidays with people.
Of course.
You hear every story. My, I was helping my sick mother, or I just had to run in there for a minute.
Yeah, kind of like poor Mary. It was just a minute, right, Mary, if you're still listening?
The thing, what happens
she can't answer you, though.
It absolutely gets dramatized, though. What we do in our industry, you know, there's been TV shows and reality shows, and it's just that. It's reality television. You know, it's not often we have drivers getting shot at and all the...
Well, they did a reality show over tow truck
drivers. Oh, yeah, 100%. Or have naked people jump up on the truck.
That's what they do, though. It's all for television ratings. It's not real.
It's not real.
You never had any naked person, like, chasing you down the street trying to get their car?
No, and hopefully we never do.
Yeah. I agree with that. Basically, what it comes down to, though, is when people come to the yard, I say it, everybody starting out in this industry, new people, you can tell, because it's fight or flight at a certain point. Everyone's always upset with you and they're always angry. I tell everybody that comes in, no one's ever come in here and shake my hand and said, hey, thank you so much for what you guys do. You know, but unfortunately, it's what we do. I try to treat every customer that comes in with respect.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I
like, thank you for towing my car. See you next time, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
only with that guy that you towed 7 times, right?
And that's what I preach to all my drivers. You know, of course, everybody's going to be ticked off when they come in to get their vehicle. Yeah. Kill them with kindness.
Be courteous. You know,
exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
You just try to diffuse the situation. So.
Yeah.
I have a quick question either one of you can answer. What is the impound suspension policy? Is this typical when someone has, let's say, many, many other violations? Is that what that applies to?
So, Sharon, the impound suspension policy is not in the private sector of impound services. That's really with your universities and police departments.
Okay.
And it's when you get accumulation of 3 or more parking citations, then they impound your vehicle, but that's not something that we do.
Yeah. Right. So that's just something that is a policy through the state, then, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it's through the university. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, right. It's not something we've dealt with, really.
Tommy, we got any more calls on the line?
Yep, Sarah's been standing by.
All right.
Sarah.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. You're on the air, Ameritech Connection. What can we do for you?
Well, I had my car towed, and it was in perfect condition when it was towed. And I went and picked it up. There was damage to my fender, and I know it happened when it got towed, but of course they're denying it. Is there anything I can do about that?
Did you speak to a manager, follow up with their insurance company, or what did you what took place?
Well, there was a big scratch on my fender, so I had said, well, that wasn't there when before my car was towed, and the guy just said, well, we didn't do it. It's not our problem.
There comes a certain point where it becomes your word versus the towing company's word, in the sense of how do we know that that scratch wasn't there? And honestly, if we weren't the one who physically towed the car, which it's typically not, it's a secretary or one of us that's maybe just passing by the office and we release the vehicle, then we have no idea that it hasn't been like that forever. And we hear so many people that have had pre-existing damages tell us, oh, this was because of you guys. That's why it's harder for us to believe
and
that sort of
thing. I can tell you with my company, our drivers take pictures and visually inspect the vehicle before it's towed.
Before and after.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, maybe that towing company didn't do that and damaged your car. I assume, though, you probably could turn it into your insurance company and let your insurance company
deal with it,
kind of subrogate some sort of claim with the tow company, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. That's what I would do if I was in that situation. Right.
I mean, you still got to cough up your deductible, Sarah, but, you know, I'm not sure that we're giving you the answers you're looking for, but I think we're telling you what you need to know, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
At the end of the day, it becomes he said.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have a question about what size vehicles. Now, I mentioned earlier a little summary on the tractor trailers and cars and that sort of thing. So just kind of give us an idea of what your typical towing vehicle. What is that? Cars?
So the typical vehicle that gets towed is, you know, your everyday.
Average
everyday car, your cars and your trucks. Then the price increases when you go to, like, say, a small size U-Haul box truck. That would be your next step up.
Sprinter vans.
Sprinter vans.
Dualies.
Oh, okay.
So the cost variance is depending on that?
Yes, and that's what and that goes with every county, but they're all different, too, because you got to remember, every county regulates their prices differently.
If we told you a number, you may be listening in a county where it's completely different.
All right, so what about RVs? You guys tow RVs?
Correct.
Absolutely.
I mean, they've got to be a bear. And you can really damage an RV, because I used to own one, if it's improperly towed. Would you agree with that, Aaron?
Oh, and you can, and that being said, you can damage a vehicle, anything if it's improperly towed.
We have the proper equipment for every situation that could come up. We're absolutely very well prepared. Everything from your average everyday car to a tractor trailer, we have the ability to tow
all our wreckers, tow trucks, state of the line.
Tow boats.
Yep, boats.
Well, I'm sure you got big trucks and little trucks and that type of thing. So
correct.
If you come across an RV, you're probably going to send one of the bigger wreckers out there in order to take care
correct.
Of it.
Correct, yeah. So, typically on your everyday, your guy that's driving your smaller truck is out and about, and then he'll have to call somebody else to come out and get the medium or heavy-duty wrecker.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever towed a police car?
No.
So
okay. I was going to say, if the answer is yes, I want you on speed dial so they're going to get pulled
over. Our family is very, very deeply ingrained in law enforcement.
Well, and you are not allowed to tow any vehicle owned by city, county, government, period.
Oh, really? I mean, suppose it's broken down, though. You know.
Yeah, unless you're correct.
Okay, so then they would...
Well, they would call you if it was
they
broken
would call
down.
You.
What about motorcycles? I mean, I towed a motorcycle when I was, driving a wrecker many, many years ago, and they're a real pain in the ass.
They are a pain.
Yeah, it's you basically have to lug it up onto the back of your truck and strap it down, but we also have a motorcycle truck specifically for those.
Oh, really?
How
does that work?
We're top of the line, Mike.
Oh, I know that.
We are the real deal. You have like
23 trucks, right?
Correct. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's what I was going to ask you. How many trucks?
Major fleet. None of the vehicles are older than like 5 years old. I think most of them are newer than 2 years old, actually.
Yeah. I get rid of my small trucks every couple years.
I know. We had you guys on Condo Cops, our reality TV show, and you had that one truck out there, which was pretty cool the way you had it. You had it wrapped. You had a wrap on it.
That was POW truck.
All of our vehicles.
That was a beautiful truck.
What do you mean, POW?
Prisoners of war.
Okay.
Military, dedicated to the military.
Military sense, but...
Most of my trucks have different themes going on to it.
I didn't know that. All right.
We have a breast cancer truck. We have a truck dedicated to the fire department. We do have a truck dedicated to...
Law enforcement.
Well, you are big, and so are we. We're big into law enforcement.
We are. Our 2017 preferred vendor book cover, and the whole book was about honoring our men and women in uniform. So.
Major supporters.
They're part of first responders, just like us.
And they don't get enough credit, that's for sure. And I know you're behind Bob Galtier, the sheriff, who's a great guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're behind him as well, and he's doing a really good job. But you have more interaction, obviously, than I do, because you're doing a lot of impounds, and you're constantly dealing with the sheriff's department and local police departments and so forth, right?
Correct. Yep, and we're also dealing with them with rotations and if your car gets in an accident and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. So if your car breaks down, let's say on the highway, or you're involved in an accident, you do that as well?
We do not do your typical breakdown of a vehicle, but we do what you call it a rotation. We do your rotations, which is when you get into an accident or something like that. And we also specialize in private repossessions, too.
And it's cool. Let's talk a little bit about repos. Yeah. I mean, they got to be kind of fun to do, right? I mean, you got to have a lot of crazy people chasing you down the street if you
Think about it, Mike.
Angry. Angry.
Private impound people, they don't know you're, you know, they don't know you're coming for them. Mm-hmm. So they're really mad.
If anybody is not paying their car payment, if they have one, they're going to know that there's a tow truck out there looking for them.
There's a certain level of preparedness that certain people have, and the length that we've seen people go to in order to not have their vehicle repossessed, it gets extensive. I've seen it all.
So, I mean, how far can you guys go on a repo when it comes to hooking the car and taking it? Can you go on somebody's property?
You can go on somebody's property. You can't go behind a locked fence or inside a garage that's shut. Like
that, yeah.
So that's about it then. And then you pick the vehicle up. I mean, you're hired by who? The bank?
We're hired by the bank. By your dealerships, your buy here, pay here companies,
yeah.
Financial
institutions. Real quick, can you just tell us what you offer your condo associations and HOAs concerning their parking restrictions and
real
problems
quick,
they might have?
To,
yeah, we have to go to a commercial break, but real quick.
Daily, nightly sweeps of your properties, stickering of your vehicles. We do provide parking passes, free tow-away signs, at every entrance.
Yeah, no call snapping.
All right, guys. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Keep listening. We'll be right back with much more on the Ameritech Connection. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? You have issues. How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.